blast behind us, the action in the hardwood is starting to heat up. Tonight is the Mad-Eye Cassius traveling to Red Hawk Nation to take on Cassidy. Good evening and welcome to a presentation of WLEW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. And to the right of me is John Mooney. Welcome back, John.
Well, Clark, thank you. You know, the polar vortex that we've heard so much about, it seems to be history. However, whether or not the Red Hawks of Cass City become the Red Hots tonight, or the Hatchets of Bad Axe is going to cool them off, that's going to be decided the next couple hours. I'm looking forward to it, and it is great to be back.
And tonight we're also being joined on WLW Sports by our sideline correspondent, Ryan Brown. Glad to have you back as well, sir.
You know, it's good to be back, Clark. This week, you know, the shoes, pounding on the rock on the hardwood. You know, basketball is back, and it's here to stay as long as old man Winter allows it.
This is the first WLW Sports presentation of MHSA basketball for the year, and it's only 13 minutes away from tipping off. When we return, we'll break down the matchup ahead of us, the Bad Axe Hatchets, as the Cass City Redhawks take off of the hardwood on WLEW Sports. Keep it locked on. We'll be back right now.
Thabit Funeral Home of Cass City is an economical, full-service funeral home providing pre-need and at-need services in a home-like atmosphere. Pre-need arrangements provide you with the peace of mind that your wishes will be carried out as you desire. At the same time, your loved ones are relieved of additional emotional stress of making decisions the way they hope you would have wanted. Learn about the pre-need program options. Call the Thabit Funeral Home of Cass City for an appointment. 872-9700. That's 872-9700. Good luck to the Red Hawks from the Thabit Funeral Home of Cass City.
Hi, Bill Jackson here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. Have you sat in or driven a Ram truck lately? Well, if you haven't, you owe it to yourself to come in today, and you'll be glad you did. At Moore Motor Sales, we have a huge selection of Rams, which happens to be Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, 2 years running. Speaking of trucks, here's a guy who sold more trucks than there are fish in Lake Huron. Scott Provost of Sandusky has long been a bow tie guy in the truck department, but now he's seen the light in Ram Truck. Scott, start a list for us on the advantages Ram trucks have.
Better fuel economy, an incredible ride for driver and passengers, advantage Ram trucks. With now an available half-ton truck with a diesel engine, Ram trucks have better towing capacity and advantage Ram with the best interiors. Come see me, Scott Provost, at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. I'll be glad to show you a real Ram truck.
At Moore Motor Sales, M81 west of Carroll.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't get caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with your independent Thumb Insurance Agency representative to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Hi, I'm Pat Stecker with Thumb Insurance. Call today for a no-obligation quote for all your insurance needs. 1-800-233-9533.
This game broadcast on WLEW Sports is being brought to you by Dumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb, McVeigh Insurance Agency of Bad Axe, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb, Dumb Insurance Agency, Moore Motors of Carroll, and Thabit Beer Home of Cass City. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distributions of the subscriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. And the cellular and internet transmission of this broadcast is carried by Thumb Sailor on their 4G LTE network, the talk of the Thumb. Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Ryan Brown with your call tonight on WLEW Sports. It's the Bad Axe Hatchets taking on the Cass City Redhawks in a chilly but somehow warm at 32 degrees, Cass City, Michigan.
It's warm in here. Everyone is basically just ready to get it going. You know, every time this time of year rolls around, there is some inclement weather, obviously. and there also is a little bit of illness that just goes along with it. I was talking to Coach Krug, Mark Krug of the Bad Axe Hatchets, and I can't think of a team that has a worse case of cabin fever than the Bad Axe Hatchets. Now, they want to get out here and get going and get playing.
Both teams are trying to find a rhythm for 2014 in what seems like a season that, due to that inclement weather, really hasn't had enough steam to get going yet.
Not at all. In fact, it was almost like getting yourself in a rhythm. You're playing some ball games in early December, and then all of a sudden, bam, a halt to everything. And then you're waiting for the weather to break, and all of a sudden, you're losing all your timing. You're losing all chemistry that you have in your team. And so I'm sure both coaches right now just cannot wait to get this game going. We got 8 minutes and change. Go ahead and get it started.
Jazz City has been able to squeeze in 5 games so far in the season, whereas Bad Axe has only played 3, and they enter tonight's contest at 1-2 overall. Last 2 games against strong opponents, though, I will say. But they are 0-0 in league play, having played teams in 3 different divisions or conferences, the GTC East, NCTL, and B-West. Bad Axe is under new management this year with Mark Krug at the helm. They won their first game against Kingston 72-64, but have since lost to Emily City and Marlette by 22 and 33, respectively. But then again, they haven't played a game since December 18th. The Hatchets overall score a lot of points at 60 2/3. They give up even more on defense, on average 73 2/3, so negative 15.3 cliff decline if the Bad Axe Hatchets on averages want to win. On the road, Bad Axe is 0-2 for the season, and their offense declines by 5 points at 55, and the trusty Hatchets surrenders 82.5 on defense on the road. The differential grows against them to a 27.5-point deficit. But this is with very few games to compile averages. A lot goes unsaid. So now we check in with John Booney for his keys to the Bad Axe victory.
Clark, you know the proverbial good news, bad news routine? That's exactly what's happening with the Bad Axe Hatchets. Coach Mark Krug's team is 1-2, yes, and they have been tested. That is true. And what the good news is that they have beaten the traditional NCTL powerhouse Kingston. And there's a couple of road losses. You know, I'm sure that was good for the team chemistry because those aren't tough teams. But here's the bad news. You know, while they are led by a trio of senior sharpshooters, and we have Bailey Hines, Tyler Labor, but more specifically, we have Austin Trammell. And that's the bad news because he's not going to be with us with an undisclosed injury tonight. But he does have a sophomore by the name of Tommy Mornow. And along with the seniors on this team, I'm sure he's going to add some leadership to the team. He's going to carry the offensive load for the Bad Axe Hatchets. They are going to need to go ahead and be sharp shooting tonight. They're going to need to take that ball on the inside and put some fouls on Cassidy's big men.
And Ryan Brown, sideline correspondent for WLW Sports. What are your thoughts?
Well, I like Bad Axe. I like them a lot, especially offensively. They can put up some serious numbers on the scoreboard. But in order for them to be extremely competitive in this league so far, they're going to have to play some defense. And by what we have seen so far, their defense has not been up to par as their offense has been. For them to get back in it, get some wins under the belt, the defense is going to have to show up tonight.
For Bad Axe's story, they finished last year on a 5-game skid to finish 5-16. The Hatchets can score in bunches, but haven't played a game in 23 days. Of the 17 remaining games in the regular season, 12 are divisional games, starting with tonight. They have scored 55 points in all 3 contests so far this season and broke 70 once, and is technically the end of a very, very long 3-game road trip dating back to December 13th. They're currently on a 2-game losing streak with a victory tonight. The Hatchets would stand atop the Greater Thumb West standings at 1-0. And by beating Cass City, it would be the first victory over the Redhawks in 4 tries, having gone 0-3 against them last season. 5 minutes before tip-off here as Bad Axe travels to Cass City on the WLEW Sports Network. When we return, we'll break down the Cass City Redhawks on your game of the night on WLEW Sports, your home for high school basketball.
Psst. Hey, you, looking for a smartphone? Maybe looking to upgrade, huh? Yeah? Listen, you came to the right place.